Imagine running a marathon today. Now imagine waking up tomorrow and doing it again. And the next day. And the next for 50 consecutive days in 50 different states. This seemingly impossible feat is exactly what Dean Karnazes accomplished in 2006 with his Endurance 50 Challenge. What's most remarkable? Karnazes considers himself completely average. No special genetic gifts, no superhuman abilities. Through his extraordinary journey, he discovered something profound. The human body has far greater capacity for adaptation and endurance than most of us ever realize. We've been taught to believe in our limitations rather than our possibilities. It all began during a family road trip in 2002. While hiking in Napa Valley after an impromptu marathon, Karnazes conceived what seemed an impossible dream, running 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 consecutive days. The logistics alone were mind-boggling. How would he secure official marathon courses across the country? How would he manage family responsibilities? How would he afford it? Fortunately, sponsorship from the North Face and unexpected fame from his ultra-running book breathed life into this dream. The Endurance 50 officially launched in Missouri at the Lewis and Clark Marathon, where Karnazes surprised his wife Julie by renewing their wedding vows before hundreds of onlookers, honoring her behind-the-scenes support for an adventure she couldn't fully join. Each grueling day followed roughly the same timeline. 5 a.m. wake-up, blood tests, breakfast, 8 a.m. marathon start, finish around noon, departure at 5 p.m., dinner on the bus, midnight arrival at the next destination, then repeat again and again for 50 days straight. Contrary to expectations, Karnazes didn't break down during his 50 marathons. He actually got stronger. Medical testing revealed remarkable resilience, stable blood pressure, consistent organ function, and astonishingly low inflammation levels despite the daily stress on his body. His muscle damage indicators peaked at only 1/4 the level typically seen in runners completing a single marathon. By the final day, he completed the New York City Marathon in an impressive 3:30, nearly an hour faster than his average time during the challenge. His body had adapted so effectively that he was running faster with less effort as the days progressed. This adaptation didn't happen overnight. Karnazes prepared for 6 months, using races as training runs. His preparation included 15 major events, from marathons to 100-mile ultramarathons. The key was a two-part strategy. First, establish baseline fitness to run a 4-hour marathon with minimal strain. Second, participate in numerous ultramarathons to make standard marathons feel manageable by comparison. Think about it. If you can comfortably run 100 miles, suddenly 26.2 doesn't seem so daunting. While physical preparation was crucial, Karnazes emphasizes that mental toughness played an equally important role. He distinguishes himself from masochists. He doesn't seek pain for its own sake, but embraces the challenge of pushing human limits. His motivation stems from exploring human potential rather than a desire for suffering. Through encounters with diverse athletes, from teenage cross-country runners to elderly marathon participants, he's witnessed a universal capacity for resilience. The key is accessing this inner strength by consciously pushing through discomfort. He shares the "just one more" technique. When someone thinks they've reached their limit, asking for just one more often yields success. Another mental strategy Karnazes employed was breaking seemingly impossible challenges into manageable micro-goals. When facing overwhelming distances, he focuses only on reaching the next landmark rather than contemplating the entire journey ahead. During desert runs, this meant focusing on reaching the next water station or shade point. This baby steps approach helped him complete his first 200-mile non-stop run despite hitting a wall at mile 168. As an extreme introvert, scoring the highest introversion rating his Myers-Briggs facilitators had ever seen, Karnazes naturally gravitates toward running solitary nature. Before the Endurance 50, he worried about being constantly surrounded by others for 7 weeks with no alone time. Surprisingly, running with others energized rather than drained him. Throughout the 50 marathons, he was joined by runners of all abilities and backgrounds, creating powerful bonds that transcended the physical challenge. In Nebraska, a graduate student struggled through tears to complete her first marathon, supported by the group's encouragement. In Seattle, a mother of four explained that running was my time, something she did just for herself amid family responsibilities. Perhaps most moving was meeting his friend David, once an athletic surfer and runner, now battling ALS. Karnazes pushed his wheelchair across the Golden Gate Bridge, joking that David was trailing behind him like old times. These connections revealed that running isn't just about personal achievement. It's about inspiring others and being inspired in return. Haven't we all felt that surge of energy when sharing a difficult experience with others who understand? Karnazes' approach to nutrition is refreshingly simple. Focus on natural, whole foods that existed hundreds of years ago while avoiding modern processed foods. His practical test when deciding what to eat, would a Neanderthal man have had access to this food? Our bodies were designed to eat what early humans ate, fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. Throughout the Endurance 50, he faced dramatically different environments, from 38F in Alaska to 104F in Arizona, from sea level to high altitude. These varying conditions required constant adaptation. Humans are uniquely designed for distance running in heat, with abundant sweat glands and minimal body hair that help dissipate core heat effectively. After 2 weeks of heat training, runners develop increased sweating capacity, greater blood volume, and reduced salt concentration in sweat. He also learned that running form matters more than many believe. While there's no single correct way to run, faster runners share certain characteristics: high stride rate, midfoot striking, less ground contact time, more knee bend, less twisting, and relaxed upper bodies. Simple technique drills can help anyone improve their running economy and reduce injury risk. The most surprising aspect of the Endurance 50 was its impact beyond the running community. Teachers created lesson plans around Karnazes' journey, incorporating geography, math, and science. Students tracked his progress, calculated mileage, and some even participated by running portions with him. Throughout the journey, Karnazes inspired countless first-time marathoners who might never have attempted the distance without the supportive environment of the Endurance 50. In Tulsa, all four runners who initially planned to run only half the distance completed the full marathon. One gleaming runner in Baltimore spontaneously upgraded from half to full marathon, later telling Karnazes, "I learned that limitations are between my ears." The Endurance 50 wasn't just about one man running 50 marathons, it was about showing what's possible when we challenge our perceived limitations. By embracing discomfort, breaking seemingly impossible goals into manageable steps, and supporting each other along the way, we can all accomplish far more than we imagine possible. What perceived limitation might you be ready to challenge? Perhaps the boundaries you've accepted aren't boundaries at all, just temporary barriers waiting to be broken through with persistence, proper preparation, and the courage to begin.